Part 3. The Nun's Priest's Tale.
We need a happy tale,
said the host.
Something to make us laugh.
He saw the nun's priest hiding in the background.
Come, sir, tell us a tale. Your horse is thin and sick, but I'm sure that you can tell a good story.
I will try to please you,
said the priest.
Now listen to my tale. Many years ago, in the magic time when all the birds and animals could speak and sing, or so I've heard, there was a poor widow who lived with her two daughters. She had three pigs, three cows, and a sheep. She was a simple, patient woman who worked hard and thanked God each day. In her farmyard, she kept a cock called Chanticleer. He was well known in the neighbourhood. His crowing was more regular than a clock or a church bell. He was a very handsome bird. He had a red comb on his head, a shining black beak, blue legs, and golden feathers which shone like fire. He was the best and proudest cockerel that has ever lived. There were seven hens in the yard with Chanticleer. The prettiest was called Lady Pertelot. She was polite, friendly, and wise. She had loved Chanticleer since she was a seven-day-old chick, and she was his favourite wife. When the sun rose in the morning, the two birds sang a love song together. It was a golden time. But one day, while he was sleeping in the middle of his seven wives, just before the sun rose, Chanticleer began to scream.
Darling husband,
Pertelot said,
what's the matter?
Madam,
he replied,
I have had a terrible dream. I dreamt that a horrible monster wanted to catch me and eat me. He was between yellow and red in colour. There were black tips on his ears and tail. His bright eyes were fixed on me. His rows of teeth were sharp and white.
Don't be so afraid,
said Pertelot.
You have lost my love. I cannot love a coward. All women want strong, independent husbands, not cowards who are afraid of dreams.
But the dream is from God,
said Chanticleer.
Nonsense. Dreams are nothing. All the best writers from the old times agree with me,
said the hen.
Dreams are the result of eating too much late at night. That is all. Go to the chemist and get some medicine for your stomach. I'll find you some delicious fresh worms to eat. Swallow them alive. After a day or two, you will have no more bad dreams. Trust your wife, dear Chanticleer.
Thank you, madam,
said the cock,
for your advice. But you are wrong. Listen to this story.
Then Chanticleer told a story to prove that dreams come true.
Once,
he began,
there were two men who visited another town on a pilgrimage. There was a great crowd of pilgrims, and it was difficult to find a place to stay in the town. So they decided to sleep in separate inns. During the night, one of the men had a dream. His friend was calling out to him. Please help me! Thieves have murdered me! Look at the blood on my clothes and face! They have stolen my money and hidden my body in a dung cart. Tomorrow morning, come to the west gate of the city. You will find me there.
Chanticleer paused.
It was a horrible dream, full of blood and terror. But the man went back to sleep until the morning. When he woke up, he went to meet his friend at the other inn. But the innkeeper told him that his friend had gone. Quickly, he ran to the west gate of the city. He saw a dung cart leaving the town. So he called the sheriff and asked him to search the cart. Is it necessary to tell you the end of the story, dear Pertelot? They found the murdered man in the cart. Murder will always come into the open. There are many other stories about dreams, my dear wife. They must be true. You can read them in the best books, even the Bible. So don't call me a coward. And now, madam, the sun is rising. Come to me and let us enjoy ourselves together. It is time for love.
With these words, Chanticleer forgot the dream and flew down into the yard, and all his hens flew after him.
Look at the great sun in the sky,
Chanticleer crowed.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! It is the beginning of spring, my seven wives. Oh, Madam Pertolo, your beauty fills my heart. When I see how beautiful you are, I am not afraid. Cock-a-doodle-doo!
But happiness always ends in sadness. There was a sly fox with black tips on his ears and tail in the yard, under the vegetables, hiding like a murderer. He lay there until the middle of the day, waiting for the right time to run out and catch Chanticleer, the fat cock. He fixed his bright eyes on the delicious-looking bird. The cock followed his wife's advice. He ate some worms and walked proudly about the yard. Women are the reason for all the bad luck in the world. At least, that's what certain writers say. Not me. I don't believe it myself. Do you? Pertolo and her sisters were lying in the warm sunlight. They washed their feathers and talked softly about love and food. Chanticleer walked freely and happily in the widow's farmyard, picking up worms and pieces of corn. Then, suddenly, he saw the fox. It was the first time he had ever seen a fox, but he was immediately afraid.
"Sir,"
said the fox,
"why are you running away? I am your great friend and admirer. I came here especially to hear you sing. I knew your father and mother. They also had wonderful voices. They gave me great pleasure, especially when they came to my home."
Chanticleer was very happy and proud. The stranger liked his singing. The stupid bird stood on his toes. He pushed up his neck towards the sky, puffed up his chest, closed his eyes, and opened his black shining beak. He began to sing, but not for long. It was all over in a second. The fox jumped. He caught Chanticleer by the neck, threw him over his back, and ran off towards the forest. It was a terrible thing. Why had Chanticleer flown down into the yard? Why hadn't he stayed on the roof where he was safe? Why had his wife not believed in dreams? This great bird, the husband of seven wives, the handsomest creature in the world, the beautiful singer of morning love songs, is going to die. Greece lost its power. Rome burned. And Chanticleer, the cockerel, was stolen by a fox. Pertolo and the hens screamed loudly. The widow ran out of her house and saw the fox. He was running towards the trees with Chanticleer over his shoulder. It was too late to stop him. The widow, her two daughters, her servants with sticks, four dogs, the cook, the maid, even the cows, the sheep and the pigs, all ran after the fox and Chanticleer the cockerel. Ducks flew up out of the pond, quacking. Bees buzzed in the air in a great swarm. The men blew trumpets and shouted like a great army. The earth shook, and the sky seemed to fall. Now, luck changed. Chanticleer spoke to the fox as they arrived in the forest. The fox's teeth were sharply round his neck, but he could just talk.
"You are safe now, sir. These stupid people who are running after us will never catch you. Turn round and shout at them, 'You idiots! I am cleverer than all of you! Did you think you could catch Reynard the fox? You can't stop me now. I'll eat this cock for my supper.' Then they will respect you, sir."
The fox answered,
Yes, you're right."
He opened his mouth and spoke.
"Idiots, I am cleverer than all of you. I'll eat this..."
But as soon as Reynard opened his mouth,
Chanticleer got free. He flew high into the trees and sat on a branch, looking down at the fox.
"Oh, Chanticleer,"
called the fox.
"Why have you flown away? Did I frighten you?" "I'm sorry, sir. Come down, and I'll explain. I was not going to eat you. I simply wanted to bring you to my home, so that you could sing for me and my children."
"No,"
said the cock.
"I won't be a fool twice. I'll never close my eyes and sing again when there's a fox in the yard."
"And I'll never open my mouth to speak empty words,"
said the fox. "And that is the end of my tale,"
said the nun's priest.
"It's only a story of a fox, a cock, and a hen, but we can all learn a lesson from it."
"It was a good story,"
agreed the host.
"Don't you wish you had seven wives like the cock? But you are a priest and can have none."